Chapter 15. Count Fosco. The story is continued by Walter Hartwright.
Sir Percival was dead, and there was now little hope of proving Laura's real identity, unless I could make Count Fosco confess. But how? Months passed. Laura was recovering well from her experience in the asylum. She began to laugh again, and the colour came back to her cheeks. I loved her more than ever, and I could see that she loved me. Finally, I could ask Laura to marry me. She put her arms around me. "We can admit we love each other now," she said. "Oh, I'm so happy at last." 10 days later, we were married. I decided to investigate Count Fosco's past. Marion told me everything she knew. The Count hadn't returned to Italy for many years, yet he received many letters and official envelopes from that country. Could he be a spy? I wondered who I could ask for information about the Count's past. Then I thought of my Italian friend, Professor Pesca. Perhaps he could help me. I asked Pesca to come with me to Count Fosco's home to find out whether he had seen Count Fosco before. He was happy to help me. Marion had told me that Count Fosco liked to take a walk early in the morning. Pesca and I waited outside Fosco's house for him to appear. I knew from Marion's description what he looked like, but Count Fosco had never seen me before, so I knew that he wouldn't recognize me. After about an hour, Count Fosco opened the front door and came out. "Do you know that man?" I asked Pesca. "No, I've never seen him before," Pesca replied. Just then, Count Fosco turned his head towards us and saw Pesca looking at him. Terror suddenly appeared on his face. He opened the gate, crossed the road, and quickly turned round a corner into a side street. "Why is Count Fosco so afraid of you?" I asked Pesca.
"I have no idea," said Pesca. "I don't know the man."
"He knows you. He left quickly to escape you. There must be a reason for that." Pesca's face became white. "If you know something, please tell me," I said, "for my wife's sake." Pesca was silent for a moment.
"You saved my life once, and I promised to repay you one day," he finally said. "I'll tell you about myself, but you must keep everything I tell you a secret."
We went to Pesca's flat to talk privately.
"I am the secretary of a political society in Italy," said Pesca. "The society is against the Italian government and fights for the rights of the people. All the members of the society have a secret mark on their arm."
Pesca pulled up his left sleeve and showed me a red mark on his arm.
"If one of the members betrays the society, he is killed," he continued. "I don't know the man I saw in the street, but the secretary of the society is known to all the members. If this man was a member of the society and has done something to betray it, he is in great danger. He knows that if I recognize him, I will have to kill him."
"Thank you for telling me this, Pesca," I said. "You're a true friend." Now it was time to introduce myself to Fosco. I could use what I knew to force him to confess his crime against Laura.